This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. An American diplomat was gunned down today on the streets of Amman, Jordan. An unknown assailant killed Lawrence Foley, who worked for the U.S. Agency for International Development, as he left his home for work. The assassination was immediately condemned by Jordan's information minister, who called it an attack on the country's national security. U.S. and other Western embassies in the Middle East were placed on high alert. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins me from Jerusalem. What more do you know about this killing, Peter?
Bob, at this point, Jordanian security officials are saying it took place in his garage as he was headed to his car about 7:30 this morning local time in a suburb of Amman. That's where he lives. There are some conflicts in the accounts of how many assailants there were. Most accounts seem to say there was one shooter, although the Jordanian information minister said more than one. In any event, a search is underway for the attacker or attackers. One account said Mr. Foley was hit 7 times in the chest. Jordanian officials are calling it an attack against Jordan's national security, one that won't be tolerated.
Any indication of who did this and why?
Very early in the investigation, there's no suspects arrested at this early stage. As I said, a search is underway. This has not been labeled a terrorist attack. There are certainly some suspicions in that direction. USAID, though, is a lead disaster relief agency for the U.S. government. It deals with things like humanitarian programs, water supplies, agricultural issues. The officials that I spoke with said there was no obvious reason to consider Mr. Foley a likely target for an attack.
Amman is not considered a particularly dangerous Middle Eastern capital, is it?
Yeah, in general, that's true, partly because of the relatively high security that they have in the Hashemite Kingdom there. Tensions have been rising, though, recently in this run-up to a potential U.S. confrontation with Iraq, as tensions have been building all over the Arab world. Jordan is one of Washington's key allies in this region. The U.S. government did say last month that there had been a warning that the Al-Qaeda network was planning to kidnap U.S. citizens in Jordan, but the State Department said that warning was never corroborated. There have been a number of attacks against Israelis, both in Amman and along the border that Jordan shares with Israel in the West Bank. But Mr. Foley is, I believe, the first U.S. diplomat to be killed in Jordan.
There was more Israeli-Palestinian violence over the weekend. A suicide bombing near a Jewish settlement on the West Bank killed 3 soldiers.
That's right. It happened at a gas station at the entrance to the Ariel settlement. The owner of the gas station alerted soldiers to a Palestinian that he considered suspicious. Some soldiers ran over, wrestled the man to the ground, discovered he was wearing a bomb. Police said then a soldier shot the man in the head, but even so, the bomber managed to detonate his device. All 3 of those killed were reserve soldiers. The Al-Aqsa Brigade, which is linked to Yasser Arafat, first claimed responsibility, but later Hamas issued a claim, and officials called that one possibly more credible. One of the slain soldiers was from the settlement of Itamar. Later in the day, Itamar settlers attacked Palestinians picking olives and some international peace activists who were helping them. A 74-year-old American was hit in the head with rifle butts, and a 68-year-old woman was also attacked.
And once again, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is facing another crisis within his ruling coalition.
Yes, this time the settlers and payments to Jewish settlements are a key issue in that fight. The Labor Party members, which include the defense minister, among others, are threatening to bolt the coalition if some $150 million in settlement payments aren't cut out of the budget that's now under consideration. Prime Minister Sharon, for his part, says anyone who votes against his budget will be kicked out of the government. If there is no compromise, that could lead to early elections in Israel, possibly in 90 days or so.
And Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is facing his own political problems.
Yeah, he is. He's taking another run at crafting a new Palestinian cabinet that could win the approval of Palestinian lawmakers. Lawmakers are supposed to meet later today in Ramallah to hear Arafat present the new government. It really only adds a couple of new faces to the cabinet, and reformers are not entirely pleased. The latest wrinkle, however, is that about a dozen Palestinian lawmakers from Gaza Strip and Hebron have been barred by the Israeli army from traveling to Ramallah for the meeting, so the meeting is now in doubt. Palestinians have said they might cancel it if the full legislature is unable to meet.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.